right, hour three tonight. Glad you're along. And many of you are watching TV and watching the returns and watching the trends. And at the moment, it does certainly appear that Harris has a long way to go. But don't forget what happened 4 years ago. Don't forget that for a minute. Anything's possible. Late night, last call. We'll find out. Dean Henderson is standing by with us now. Dean and I have been watching this nightmare for many years. What do you think, my friend? How are you?
Hey, all right. Continuation, yeah, of the old nightmare, but looks like Trump's going to win it. I don't know, but yeah, we said that before, didn't we? Last time around.
Hopefully
it's just more people watching. I think there is. I think definitely, yeah, there's a lot of people watching. There's already been a lot of, oversight and just lawsuits, you know, stuff like that. I think
there's been no report, by the way, no report of any real violence yet. A couple of bomb threats phoned in on polling stations to the FBI, but nothing serious. Here's the bigger issue. Let's assume, and I hate to even say, because after 2020, I don't forget 2020, and I'm sure you don't either. Let's assume that Trump does win his second term or is, in fact, placed in office by the controllers who run this planet. Okay. If that happens, what do we do with the other half of the population here that is largely raging liberal, if not communist? Now, I'm not including all support for Harris as being communist, but we've got a really a polarized country. We have extreme left, and we have extreme right, more so than I've seen in a long time. I don't know how to really resolve that kind of a schism, a fracture in a
culture.
Well,
I think, you know, one of the things I was real glad to hear, you know, and I didn't vote for either one of them. I think I told you that last time we were talking with you. But I was really glad to hear Trump come out and say, okay, Bobby Kennedy's going to run the whole health thing. And
Those were some real bombs he dropped. That was one.
That was a big deal.
There were a couple.
It kind of made me want to win, you know, honestly. And why not? So, okay, if we get one thing, it's that. At least we're going to have that. And, you know, then you start thinking, well, okay, maybe he'll make Tulsi Gabbard Secretary of State then. You know, she's a vet. She's, you know, peacenik too.
Absolutely. At least we'd have class.
Kamala Harris is a corporate hack Democrat, but it's a phony left. And they'll tell you the transgenders, they're real lefties. And well, I don't understand. I guess what's progressive or left about, you know, cutting somebody's dick off. But yeah, maybe that's just me, you know.
Yeah, you're behind the times, Dean. I think that must be it.
Yeah, I live in that Stone Age. Yeah,
I think people are really tired of the whole LGBTQ plus XYZ tranny crap.
We've got
to get back to basics. And not to be corny, but we really do need to make this country at least competent again. It's not right now. It's been torn to pieces in many areas.
Yeah.
And it's got to heal.
I don't know how. Yeah, this sort of crazy tolerance of these prosecutors towards criminals and letting these criminals walk through.
We've got communist judges all over the place about that.
But what's communist about that? What about that helps working people? You know, what about that helps to share the prosperity of a society, which is communism is.
You know what, Dean? In other words, it's a
corporate program to release violent thugs onto our streets to cause chaos, to run drugs for the CIA, and the rich billionaire families, most of whom vote Republican, now they vote for Harris. It's all changing. But whatever, they're not communists. Like, my whole point is Harris, to call Harris a communist is to insult communists. And I'm not a communist, but still, don't insult communists. Don't insult communists in Iraq.
What would you call most of the judges who are extremely liberal in our courts?
They're not liberal, though. Liberal, what does that mean, liberal? I mean, are we expropriating the assets of Bill Gates anytime soon?
Are we doing land reform on Ted Turner?
No, let me finish. Are we doing land reform on Ted Turner anytime soon? Are we going to have a free healthcare system, single payer, anytime soon? Are we going to have even just free school lunches anymore? Or like free, like you don't have to pay for a trailhead where you park at?
It's got to be corrected.
And this is it is, and it's the farthest thing from communism you can imagine. And that's why to characterize any, you know, as a communist, Harris, is ridiculous. And you know it, Jeff. You know it is.
I think a lot of what we're dealing with.
You know, your people get louded up to hear that word. They want to hear it. But, you know, Bircher is like, fine. But she's not a communist. She's just not. It's not accurate. She's a corporate.
I think she's an opportunist.
Type Democrat. Yeah.
Bet.
And she's Doug Emhoff's wife. And she works for the Crown of England. And, you know, that's who he works for.
Hey, I didn't know some weeks ago that he was tied that directly to the bloodline.
No, I told you that. I told you that years ago.
You did. No, you did, but I didn't remember it until a few weeks ago.
I got too much
information.
Piper LLC. Yeah,
I honestly
Piper
didn't.
LLC. And that's the key, and that's why I thought, well, they're going to throw it for Harris. And I probably tried, but I just think she was just dismal.
Too much negative baggage.
Well, exactly. Just, you know, look, all this garbage. Yeah, garbage this, garbage that. The word garbage. All week, that's all we heard was garbage. And it was all just garbage. And so it's unfortunate. But I don't know. I'm just, like I said, hopefully, like in answer to any question, like how do we feel this divide? Okay, so Trump, you know, hey, Bobby Kennedy, welcome to our party. That's one way to do it. Tulsi Gabbard, welcome to our party. You know, welcome to
He's
my administration.
He's got some real
that's
aces on the shelf,
so,
not hacks.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the key is, you know, if you can get an administration surrounded by advisors and secretaries of, you know, different departments who aren't controlled by the Illuminati bankers, which he had last time. His whole cabinet was controlled, was just horrible, right? I mean, you know, he appoints people like John Bolton, right, to do things. I mean, this is William Barr. I mean, everyone he picked last time was just, you know, the CFR-controlled, Crown-controlled, Royal Institute, you know, of International Affairs-controlled, you know, those people.
See, the problem,
and,
may I say one thing?
So
the
this
problem,
time,
Dean,
don't, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is the average rank-and-file American voter is not nearly as informed as we are, as you are for sure. And the question has always been, how do we educate them? How do we give them the right tools to figure this all out? And they're not getting it through the mainstream media. They're getting pounded with this agenda. And that's bad.
Yeah.
And I don't have the answer for that.
But it's by design, of course. I mean,
it's all by design. You bet.
Yeah, I mean, the big money is in charge. And Trump, hopefully, just Trump can... I don't know. Maybe he can learn. Like, it just seems like, okay, like I said, this time maybe he can pick better people for this cabinet. He's seen the kind of game.
He couldn't do any worse.
He's seen it, you know? No, he couldn't. And remember, but he did. You got to give him credit. He fired a lot of those people, too, I guess. So you got to remember, okay, he did kind of see through it maybe towards the end. I don't know. But anyway, you have to do it better this time, and then we'll believe in it, and we'll think, okay. And then we got to see, you know. Yeah, Bobby Kennedy can ban Roundup within a year. I mean, he can get all vaccines off the market immediately. He can throw Anthony Fauci in jail. Really, it can all happen in a year, and then we'll believe in it. But I will work for it too. I'm not ever not going to work. I'm not ever going to say, oh, I'll never work with you. I mean, I'm not one of those people, man. I'm just like, let's work together. You know, because you're right. The whole country is way too divided.
Well, I say, how do we? We've got to come up with a plan on how to get people. That's right. We
pretty
have
simple.
To have that. Yeah.
Pretty, you have to have. That's just the human. That's the human condition.
If we don't get
years.
That, the country remains fragmented, we can't function like that.
And we lurch into transhumanism and satanic, machine-like existence, and it's not good.
No.
So we have to just work together. You know, cut the outrage. We're so outraged. Outraged at what? So outrage. It's like, really outrage? Just chill the fuck out. I'm sorry. Just chill out and get along.
One of the most important things
to
see that I would suggest to people is not overreact to someone with a different view, a different opinion. You can't do that. You've got to understand the other side. Hey, I understand what you're saying. And really make an effort to understand how they think.
Don't demand they
adhere to your principles, but that's communication. And without communication, we don't have a chance.
Yeah, and that's been going on for... Yeah,
no.
I mean, that's just reality, right? That's just... Yeah, and that's the problem. And maybe that's the crux of the problem is just like, you know, our communication... it continues to be scrambled by these magicians, right? And you know, it started with the internet.
Well, they want
and
chaos.
The texting,
is what I've been saying for
you know,
a couple
the social
months.
Media, and and so they're messing with our communication all the way, right? Because we used to just talk to each other, you know, and then we'd write letters and stuff, and then we'd make phone calls to each other, and then we and it just got all dumbed down and oversimplified, and then it got hive minded and herded into these two camps that are supposedly facing off against each other, and nobody can really quite figure out why they're even doing that. And it's just bizarre. And and then throw in the trannies and throw in the things that just inflame people and are ridiculous, and then make certain people follow certain things. I mean, all of a sudden the liberals love Pfizer and the FBI, and all of a sudden Trump's like with the working people, and it's just bizarre. The whole thing is just like, woo, I don't know, but I'm just riding the wave, and I'm a little bit happy Trump's winning just because he did the Kennedy thing, honestly. And,
Between Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard, he's got two lights that he can put up there. Those people have respect, a lot of respect out there. I won't say they're perfect. They're not. Nobody is.
Of course not.
But there's something he could use
to the
betterment of his administration should he win the ticket here.
We'll see. Bipartisan. It's bipartisan, right?
That's correct.
You know, I mean, it's your, you know, to see a Kennedy in a Republican administration, man, wow, but old Joe Kennedy must just be rolling in his grave.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's good. Maybe it's, I don't know, but yeah.
I think what we need to look at it, maybe, Dean, is that if we get Trump in there, we get a kind of a slowdown. We get more thought before action.
Yeah,
we don't need to keep antagonizing Russia. We don't need to keep playing these games. And the support of Israel, it's got to be throttled back. It's got to be. And I don't know if Trump will. He's pledging obedience to the Zionist state like no time I've ever seen him before. So, well, we'll see.
No,
talk's cheap. And after the election, I mean, is he actually going to deport every single illegal immigrant in this country? No chance. Yeah. Everybody knew that. Yeah. Or they should have known that when he said it. This is not the way it works. That's called politics, campaigning.
Yeah, sure.
It's called lies, is what it's called.
Yeah, but, of course. But you're right about Ukraine. It's huge. And, you know, I mean, at least there's a chance that he'll just tell them to fuck off. And we know Harris wasn't going to do that. And so they both suck on Israel. They just do. And so, you know, but at least you got the Ukraine thing, and now you got the Kennedy runs the House, you know, the Human Services Department, and can take a handle on the CDC and all this stuff. So, it can be big. He could get into 5G. He can look at 5G, and he might. He probably will, because I know the people around him are worried about that.
If they empower RFK Jr., he could do some very meaningful things. Seriously.
And he just told us he was going to just let him run. And, man, when I heard that, I don't know.
Maybe he's exciting. Angry about his uncle and his dad's murders, and he's going to try and get even. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, for sure. I don't think he's scared. But I admire Trump for letting him do that, too. And it tells me that Trump, you know, because he was going to all meet with him, remember, before 2016, and then Gates got to Trump and met with him, and remember that, and kind of got him on the side of, oh, I'm for vaccines all of a sudden. But he was always kind of a skeptic, and so maybe he's flipped now.
Well, Trump is going to wear that pro-vaccine thing for the rest of his life.
Until he apologizes, you know, for it.
He really is, at some point, would be the best thing he could do, was be asked forgiveness for that.
Yeah,
that's
maybe when he finds out what Kennedy finds for him, maybe he'll think he needs to do that, because Kennedy's got a lot of facts and a lot of information and a lot of studies, it's pretty much a slam dunk. I mean, I know it's causing autism, and everybody else knows it, and it's 50 times increase in autism in whatever 20 years. It's just insane. What else changed? Right. Nothing. So also we just got vaccines, and there's gonna be other things with the 5G the same way. Like, oh, why are people just keeling over all of a sudden? And they're gonna find out it was 5G, and there's gonna be revelations if he's allowed to really check this stuff out.
We'll see. It'll be interesting if this goes. But it's, you know, it's not over yet. It's
not even over yet. We don't know. You're right. Arizona's like tied, and they did say that the markets had a 92% chance of Trump winning. I just heard which the markets is usually pretty.
New York Times said 87
money,
or 83. Mm-hmm. So it's 90. What is it now? What did the market say?
92. Uh-huh. I guess it's the futures or something, whatever it is, some derivative, right?
Right,
I suppose.
Right,
but
right. Forget also that J.D. Vance is Peter Thiel's boy. He's a controlled commodity, no question.
Goldman Sachs guy.
And if something happens to Trump, then you got Vance, boom, right there.
And there's people that are worried that I think RT just ran something along the lines, is Trump going to be the next candidate? They're going to take him out. So, I mean, if he just really does try to get out of Ukraine.
That was Medvedev said, Trump.
That's what it was.
Best be careful unless he end up like John Kennedy or is the next Kennedy, something like that. It was Medvedev that said it. We have to back down from Ukraine. We have to back down from this war threshold. And now the Brits are not going to like that. The bloodline, they want war in Europe.
Of course, and they're the ones, of course, and they turn us against Russia every chance they get, and they turn us against China, they turn us against Iran, they turn us against countries that are against their sharecropper, interests. I mean, there's some king, they found out the king and the boy have, like, what was it this week, reported these two trusts, the Duchy of Yorkshire and the Duchy of whatever the kid owns, William, and just like they own, like, what was it, 9,000 properties, and they get rent on sewer lines crossing property.
Typical ghouls.
It was all land they stole. It was. Mm-hmm. And they proved it. And so they're taking a lot of heat. The monarchy's not having a good time. I mean, the people are really standing up to the monarchy. There's been a lot of really snide comments towards them. Different countries, Australia, some politicians there, I mean, saying, you're not my queen, you're not my king. A lot of uprising. There's kind of an uprising going on against the monarchy. So,
Starmer. Starmer is a mm-hmm. piece mm-hmm. of garbage. Another globalist garbage.
Of course. He's just another. Kisses the boots of the crown, just like Boris Johnson or anybody else. And it's just the same over there. The Labour Party, Conservatives, the same party anymore. Just like here, Democrats, Republicans, same party, same basic policy. I get a few differences on abortion or transgender, whatever. Those things that don't even matter. Just divide people and are stupid.
That don't even matter. Yes,
that didn't matter. So it's just like, but. Yeah, so of course that's where they want to keep the conversation and all the time, just dumbing people down with their television, and that's the crown.
It's a piece of cake. Don't forget that 4.5 hours average a day with cell phones. Don't forget that. And the younger younger you go, the higher that 4.5 is going to go. 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. That's the ultimate mind control programming platform, in my view. They're so addicted to that, it's not funny.
It is. And that's where the lack of independent thought just comes from.
How do we get through to half the country that's liberal and the other half that's, quote, consumptive? You're throwing these labels out just because they're handy. How do you communicate to those people who are so entrained to what comes into their subconscious and conscious minds with these screens? I just can't overstate that.
I mean, really, it's just got to be like people that are people, their family, the people around them who are like, adults or older. There's got to be some sane people, and they've got to be frank with them, and they got to tell them, back in the day, these people would have got laughed at, where I went to school, where I grew up, I'm 10 years old, I'm working on farms, driving tractors already, and we just get up early and work and bust our butts and then quit at like 6 o'clock and, Jesus, you're all sunburned and sweaty and you'll play baseball at night, and we would have just laughed at these people standing on their phones 4 hours, picking their nose, picking their ass, whatever, just being idiots, I mean, it's just funny, and that's what people should do to these people. They should just shame them and laugh at them and just tell them how fucking stupid they are. That's the only hope we have, Jeff. It has to be, like, tough love. Yeah, people have to be harsh with these people right now. If people come in your house and they're fucking rude and they're looking at their phone instead of you, tell them to get the fuck out of your house. That's the way it needs to be. It's just, they got to snap out of it,
put the phone in the car or you're gone.
Something.
One or the other.
Show some respect. Yeah. Get out of here, Sonny. Go do your thing somewhere else.
That's exactly what it is. It's a lack of respect.
It's a lack of respect, straight up. And it's so simple. And everybody, my mom knows that. She's 85. And she's just like the only, because she never gets on computers. And it's interesting how, over the years, our views have, she's just one of the smartest people I know now. And she always was real smart. But man, now that she hasn't been on computers for 30 years and everybody else has, it's just like, whoa, mom survived and nobody else did, you know, really. So, crazy. Crazy to see. I don't know if you have that experience ever with, like, an older person in your life, but that just never was on them. But that's probably the only one I know is my mom.
Yeah. Well, for all of you watching, you'll know they've given California and Oregon to Harris. No surprise there.
Washington,
I still don't know what all the talk about Nevada is. There are only 8 seats there. It's not a huge state.
I think it'd have to be a weird scenario to even matter, I think. But it'd only be if Harris, if the blue wall crumbles or something, you know, and then somehow she can.
She's already gotten 2 of the 3, I think. She's lost 2 of the 3 in the blue wall, the big blue wall or whatever it is.
Michigan,
2 of the 3
Wisconsin,
have gone to Trump. Yeah, Wisconsin. If she loses Wisconsin, that's probably it. No, not Wisconsin yet.
She's down. She's down, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Wisconsin could be the death knell, but I don't know. You know, and we had a bunch of stuff statewide this year. You know, that was actually things that mattered, and it kind of all got shot down in a bad way. Like, you know, now they're going to try to, I don't know, just bad things.
What happened?
Draconian abortion law, you know.
In South Dakota?
Oh, yeah, draconian. And it's already here. So they were trying to back off of that a little bit, and that failed. Tried to legalize pot recreationally, that failed. Make people on Medicaid get have to work requirements, and it passed, which I don't agree with, man, because we just barely got Medicaid.
Yeah, our birth rate is dropping like a rock because of the injections. You know that. The more abortions that are cranked out, the birth rate's going to ultimately that's not helping anymore.
Yeah, of course. No, obviously that's the goal of the. The Illuminati on us whole, they love it.
For
they
sure.
love Planned Parenthood.
For sure.
But, you know, it's just hard for me to, I gotta have people having their freedom. And maybe it's murder, and they're right, these people, who are against it, but I can't put it in that same category as killing a live person, and so I gotta give them the right, and that's just me. It's a tough one, but, you know, to me,
it's a tough one. It'll never be solved.
Vaccines. It's like, you know, you don't tell me about vaccines, I won't tell you about abortions, and God will sort it out, okay? You know, if you were wrong to have an abortion, that's a sin, you killed somebody, God will probably have something to say about that, right? So who the hell am I to have something to say about, or some fucking politician?
Very fair.
Just leave us alone.
Fair.
I'm more of a libertarian. I'm like the left libertarian, I guess. You know, leave me alone, leave us alone.
But I don't think we're ever going to see a solution to this, abortion debate, frankly.
I doubt it. I don't know. Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have a constitutional amendment, a national one, and you have to pass that, just like you passed the Civil Rights Amendment to the Constitution. If you don't do that, you're never going to have it enshrined in law. And then, you know, so that would have to be a really reasonable, I think, you know, where everybody could agree on it. No late term, no, you know, but no crazy shit either. Like if you get raped, you have to have a baby. I mean, it's just cool.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy
cool.
stuff.
That's crazy
you
shit. Texas
no,
shit.
No,
that's
no,
crazy
no.
shit. So,
I
you know what I mean?
Totally
so it's got to be reasonable. And I think, but just like that's how they got Constitution. That's how, that, you know, that's how they got the Civil Rights thing enshrined was as a constitutional amendment. You know, you're not, if you want to do that, if you can do that, then do that, and then you'll get Roe v. Wade back, and it'll be solid. You won't be able to throw it out again because it's in the Constitution. But, you know, you got to pass that, too. I don't know if that will pass or not, but I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but if we don't go back to the Constitution, and I mean embrace it, hold it, nurture it, defend it, which is what is in every oath of office and all the military to defend the Constitution. If we don't do that, we'll lose everything. We will lose everything. That's the key.
Yep.
That document is the heart of this country. And it's got to be protected.
Especially the Bill of Rights. That's right. And,
First Amendment, Second Amendment,
those. Most important. That's why the First and Second. And, and then we got to get back to Fourth Amendment, which we don't really have anymore. Right to unlawful search and seizure. We got to get back to Fifth Amendment, which really don't have anymore here. Right to self-incrimination.
Oh, isn't that the
Sixth Amendment? I mean, they've shredded a lot of the Bill of Rights already, so we're kind of behind the curve. But absolutely agree. And defend it, get it back, restore it. I guess restore it. And
we can't change it, and we don't.
Patriot Act. We gotta get rid of this. Yeah. Patriot Act. Like Trump should just get rid of the whole Patriot Act.
Gotta go.
That's, big stuff like that happen that just should get. Right. You gotta undo it, and there is stuff to undo, and then there's just a lot of antitrust to be done, and a lot of corporations to be busted up, Right. Safeway and Albertsons should be two stores again. You just start there and just. Chevron and Texaco should be two oil companies again, and just on and on and on. And if you don't do that, you're going to have permanent inflation. It's just greed. When there's three companies in every industry, it's a cartel. It's not capitalism anymore. It's a trust. And they set prices, whatever they want to do. That's what's going on, people. That's all inflation is, man. Plus, you pissed off the Chinese, and you probably shouldn't have, okay? And the BRICS, and you think you're cute putting sanctions on Russia. That didn't help either. But, so get smart that way. Get some smart foreign policy going. I don't know. Yeah, we need a lot of help, but I'm just hoping that, I didn't vote for either one of these clowns, but I'm just hoping that, that Trump will just be open to let's get some people in this cabinet, like Kennedy and maybe like Tulsi. And,
well, here's the problem,
Dean,
and I don't want to rain on your parade here by any measure, pulled Jerry Kushner and Lutnick, the other one, and they had them, they're running Trump's transition if he wins, and we assume he will at this point. And they've named all of his cabinet appointments already. They're going to give him a list of people to appoint.
Kushner
and Lutnick.
Kushner's running his transition? Wow. Who's Lutnick?
He's another Jew.
Wow,
it's he and Kushner.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not good. See, that's what bothers me about this. But I knew when Kushner came back and was put in charge of all the appointments, basically to list them out. Not saying Trump will or has to accept them, but he probably will.
Yeah.
I said, there's no reason that Kushner would come back if he was coming back to a loss. And that was an indicator to me that Trump was in pretty good shape.
Going
to
win. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's got to go around that. He's got to avoid that. Yeah, of course. But can he or will he, or I don't know. It's just hard to say. But no, man. I got no illusions. It's probably just going to suck. But it's just the way it is. And I knew this was going to be.
Here's a story.
She's choice
from the Rolling Stone 6 days ago. Is Jared Kushner pulling the strings for Trump's transition? Trump transition co-chair Howard Lutnick said that Jerry Kushner, the former president's son-in-law, is helping with all of his personal decisions on who to put where. So, it's Lutnick and Kushner.
Yep.
And that was, to me, a very big tell that Trump was in pretty good shape. We'll find out. I just, it doesn't, if somebody screws up and they say, hey, I'm wearing this. I messed up. It's my fault. I'm the president. I put the wrong guy in there. It's me.
Yep.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But don't blame it on other people. The buck stops with the president. It's got to.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
No more victim. No more victimhood. No more.
There's a thing in South Dakota. Our Secretary of Education started. It's called South Dakota Sturdy, and it's pretty cool. It's like how they're trying to make everybody this whole mental health thing, and they want you to go on TV and say how broken up you were about your cat died 25 years ago, and have this big fucking whatever, and it's just the opposite of that. Okay, it's basically saying we're not like that. We're not going to be like that. Sorry, we're not going to whine and want attention, and under the guise of mental health and poor little us, and You know, it's just South Dakota sturdy. So it's, yeah. It's just, that's what we need. That's what we fucking need, okay? Just, I don't care if you like me, you don't like me, I could care less, okay? Just, I could care if you're around me, you're not around me, get the fuck away from me, I could care less, okay? But just, you know, get up off your fucking knees and start living, people. And start, you know, stand up
well,
for yourself.
Well, turn the, just put the cell phone down, Dean. You got to put the cell phone down. You got to break that,
victim,
that horrible bond.
Yep.
It has to be broken.
It ain't so tough, man. You have not seen tough. You want to see tough, you know, travel the world a little bit. Go to Philippines, man. Go to Tanzania. You know, go to Guatemala, man, the highlands. You'll see some of that. And then you start whining about, yeah, you're all broke up about this and that. You get mental health, whatever.
Right.
It's just an empire in decline at that point when people start talking that way.
That's one way down.
That's not our founding fathers, and that's not American, and that's no. It's right. It's one way down, and you're quitting on yourself, and that's mostly what I'm seeing is just like all these people just hanging their heads, man.
Why is
always
that?
Hanging their
They're
heads.
Walking around.
I know, and is it the cell towers? I mean, everybody like, oh, give me extra attention. I need it so bad. Fuck off, you know. I mean, you know, no, really, I don't care. I just, man, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. I don't know. That's got to stop. That's weird. But I think it's something with the 5G, the towers, the phones. It's like a physiological thing.
Hey, it's
maybe.
all toxic.
Hammered.
This is a toxic world.
Yeah.
It's a toxic environment. You cannot eat the great American diet and expect to live your normal lifespan at all. You cannot have this EMF, this radiation from these phones going into your head. That's bad. But what's worse from the phones is the content. It goes right in.
Yeah, right.
These people are not able to make decisions.
Yeah.
They can't discern anymore. They look at it, and they stare, and it goes right in. Anyway, I just don't like visual, audiovisual
programming. It's true. It's horrible, and it's worse. Yeah, the content is worse than the physiological frying of our brains. That's a pretty sad statement, but it's true. Because the content is so evil and so inverted and satanic, and it's just it's opposed to reality. It's opposed to anything decent.
It's a fairyland. It's not real.
It's a twisted bloodline of like vampires that prey on other beings, and this is the this is what they're trying to get you to be like and initiate you into it. And it's worse than you think, people. It's a lot worse than you think, man.
That's
what
true.
They're trying to do to you. And it's a soul battle, and you better hold on, and you better, you know, don't hang your head, and you better stand up and put your head up high, and just, you better, you know, be ready. And you better not have no illusions about the evil that walks on this earth, because it's here, you know.
See, that's another problem. They've done very well at hiding the fact that there is good and there is evil. These are real commodities, okay?
Way back to the Gnostics, how they suppressed the Gnostic beliefs.
Yes, it goes way back.
Yep.
It's all been confused and with intent. But there is
confused.
Evil here as sure as there's a sun in the sky. And you need to face that. And you need to recognize it first.
Yep.
Know your enemy.
It's one of the biggest problems. It's one of the biggest problems we have is people's inability to face that fact.
No,
they go way back.
They go to their addictions. They go to the ball game on the screen. Whatever it is, big screen, little screen, doesn't matter. Or they go to social media to get endorphin-releasing likes for whatever the hell it is they post.
It's
an incredibly dominating addiction, and I've never seen anything like it. Never.
Oh, man. No, it's so sad. And, we need to get rid of those somehow.
These kids talk about, and they bitch and yell and moan about it. Well, they're going to take our cell phones away at school. No, that doesn't have to happen. They need to check their cell phones in the office or leave them at home. They don't belong in the classroom.
No, they don't. And at least there are a bunch of schools, I know, anyway, in South Dakota who are doing that now. And so at least that's a start. And there are a lot of people finally talking about the detrimental effects of social media on our kids. Finally, right? And that we've been talking about what? For how many years, Jeff? You know, 15, 20,
time.
I don't even know.
20.
Right?
Plus.
But finally, at least, the institutions are talking about, I don't know. You know how it is, man. That's how things are. But, no, it's horrible. What it's doing to our kids is child abuse. I mean, you give them kids a phone,
Thank
it's
you.
Child abuse.
Thank
it's
you.
So
you give a two-year-old a cell phone, and shame on you as a
God.
Parent.
Boy,
you just struck out.
Or 5-year-old.
And putting a cell phone in putting a cell phone in the classroom and using it, they might as well pull out a joint and light it up. It's the same kind of violation of what they're in school for. They're supposed to be mentally focused on the instruction being offered to them.
That's right, obviously. Yeah, obviously. So there you go. So, no, it's yeah. So, you know, that's the whole, like, again, me and my mom, she's like, you know, these talk about how parents don't know how to say, like, go to their kids, you know, and the kids are so spoiled, you know, and all that. It's true. Right. And I said, you know, actually, they don't know how to say no to anyone, do they? You know, like, people just don't know how to say no at all to anyone. They don't know how to draw a boundary. They don't know how to turn down an invitation. They don't know how to just say, no, I don't want to do that anymore. That's I'm not interested. No. I heard that Billy Joel the other day, it was a music video from the 70s. He was like, I hope this song offends everyone who listens to it in a different way. And I thought that was so refreshing to hear. It was like, okay, that's kind of, how it used to be, right? And now it's like, no, we just want everybody to like us, and we want to be the same. And it's just pathetic. It's so pathetic. So pathetic. But that's all that phones do to people. It turns them into, just zombies. It really does.
There's
so
your
sad.
Zombie right there.
So
programmed.
Yep.
And a lot of them are actually, their brains are being changed. Their entire ability to perceive, to process, to come to decisions and determinations is really being ruined.
Exactly.
They just can't do it.
Yeah, it is.
So,
and
the parents who allow it, they should not be given a pass. You're the parent. Don't forget about what being a parent is, all right?
That's right. That's the key is, exactly.
I can't even believe when I see these stories of little kids with these phones, it blows my mind. They're being taken away from the parents right then and there and programmed away from them and stolen. Yeah. Their souls are being taken.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's horrible. I know. And it is. I mean, and I know. And I never had kids, and so I know it must be really hard. I know if I'd had kids, I'd have been the bad dad, because there's no way in hell my kid would have had a phone or a TV in their bedroom or any of that crap.
No.
You know,
no
it just
chance.
It wouldn't happen. So I'd have been just evil daddy. but whatever. But I don't know. But I know it's hard. But still, you're right. I mean, you got to do it. You just have to. You at least have to stand up.
The toughest job in life and the greatest blessing in life is to be a parent. That's my personal feeling.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful blessing, and it's the ultimate responsibility.
Sure. Yeah.
It's anyhow.
Yep.
The kids just don't turn out to be any better than the parents usually. Trump has been now projected to take North Carolina. And, it looks like it's about over now. It's pretty close.
Yep.
227 to 153 in the electoral count. All right. These are projections, but unless something really sneaks in out of the dark at night and turns this all upside down, it looks pretty well set.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, she's still, I'm seeing
it. She got Virginia. I think you're seeing a fail on the cheat. I think they tried it, and I think they failed.
Right. I think it was going to be in Philly, and it didn't work out, and they were really on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It was in Philly. That's where it was last time. A lot of it. I think, in Atlanta too last time, but more was in Philly this. But I think they were really watching it, man. I understand because when I ran for Congress, I know they cheated in four counties, and it was obvious, and it was really obvious, and I know which four and everything, and I was like, I just said, I'll never run for office again unless I have a camera at every single precinct, and I'm watching like a hawk, and if you're not going to do that, don't even bother running for office, because they're going to cheat. They cheat in most every election. It's way more common than people think, man.
How about John Kennedy, the dead vote in Chicago? Come on, that was Mayor Daley working with Joe Kennedy.
Sure.
And
there
gave us last great president.
Notorious. Even before that, So, it happens a lot. So, I think they were watching. You're right. They failed. They tried to cheat. It failed. I think it was Philly. Yeah. And, you can't sleep on them. I mean, we'll be talking, and everybody will be all, oh, yeah, just like last, remember? It was like, oh, yeah, Trump won, everybody go to sleep, and then the next morning it'd be like, oh, yeah, Harris won,
I'm not seeing that possibility yet.
I don't see how, but they still got Michigan, Wisconsin. I mean, Trump's winning all of them, though. He's winning Michigan by 4% now.
Wow. Oh, it's pulled away.
And 3.7 in Pennsylvania, 3.7%, 3.1, 3% in Wisconsin he's winning by, 2.7 mm-hmm. Georgia. Yeah, he is kind of pulling away. Yep. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then, CNN's saying Trump wins North Carolina. Yep. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see if this does wind up tonight before bedtime out here on the West Coast. I was thinking that this was not going to be a cut-and-dried win tonight, that they would end up being possibly in a contrived situation with neither having 270. Well, they're not there yet, but it is looking. Yeah. All the indications are that Trump will take this. So we'll see. I'm hopefully surprised. Wrap it up tonight,
yeah. Yeah, because I feel like, of course, the longer it takes, the more chance there is to cheat. You know, and that's what happened last year.
Oh, absolutely.
And they also, they got after a lot of these precincts. They said, look, you guys need to hire more people. You need to do what you got to do, but we're going to get this done tonight. You know, I think there was a lot of pressure, especially by the Trump people, to get that done.
Well, it's interesting, in the House, 218 seats to win control. The Democrats have 139. The Republicans right now have 172. And three of those seats were flipped tonight to Republican control. The Democrats lost three in the House so far.
The Senate, West Virginia, two. The Republicans picked up a seat in West Virginia, and I believe they picked up John Tester lost in Montana in the Senate. Hmm. Democrats. Hmm. So that's two Republican seats in the Senate picked up at least.
That's interesting.
Seems like there might have been a third one, but I'm not remembering which one it was or if there was a third one.
Well, Republicans have two flipped and 49 total seats right now. The Democrats have 40. If Trump ends up in this with a clean sweep, if he's got control of both houses of Congress and the executive branch, this will be a lot of pressure on him. We'll see what depends. What will he do? He had a chance the first four years, but he blew it.
It's got to be a lot better than that. I don't know. I'm just hoping. It just seemed like we've talked about it before. We did maybe. It's been a while, but just how MAGA people they really are assaulted. They're people mostly. They're good people. And I'm hoping they rub off on Trump, and they're still rubbing off on Trump, but he's kind of starting to he really admires him, I think, now. He used to kind of maybe loathe him. He's a billionaire. But
who's that?
Now being around him, I just think he kind of admires the MAGA people, and can learn from him. Maybe they're rubbing off on him,
Interesting.
And it's weird. They're sort of these weird populist, working class Joes, and the Democrat Party was their party, but it just abandoned them, under Clinton, really. Just abandoned them. Just all these social issues took over, and they didn't care about unions no more. They didn't care about workers no more. They despised them. They became all these Hollywood elites to go to the Democrat Party, whatever. So they're Republican, so that's where it sets. And so if them people can kind of rub off on Trump, and, he can help them.
I think what you're saying here is
get off our backs and let us drive, let us work, let us get paid right, all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But quit helping the corporations and the banks and the rich people, and even though you're one of them. So that's the challenge, obviously for Trump, he's one of them. So can a billionaire ever really help the working class? Well, we're going to find out,
It'll be interesting to see the influence of Kennedy. Certainly Tulsi, and not to mention Musk. He's going to be an active advisor, apparently.
Yep, so, I guess, yeah.
Maybe they'll keep him honest and make him perform.
Just keep him on a short leash. I don't mind cutting the government, but that guy's creepy, so I don't want him running anything else, man. He's already got Neuralink, shooting up these satellites, killing us and everything, but... who knows? But anyway, Elon. I don't know, dude. I don't know that guy. Is he he's human? Like, do you think Musk is like a human, or do you think he's like kind of cyborg, or
no? He's a real person.
Do you?
But he did not become the richest man in the world by himself. Okay, he didn't just go out there and do that. I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
These are figureheads, just like Zuckerberg. They're placed.
It was his dad or his grandpa. One of them was a real important figure in the Canadian transhumanism movement. Apparently, I can't remember if it's his dad or his grandpa, but because he's from South Africa, but apparently they lived in Canada for a while or something. And then, he moved here. But, and then he's Royal Society, too. He's a member of the Royal Society, right? Musk is, so.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty creepy. I'd definitely keep an eye on him if I was Trump, but,
But Trump is going to be in a position of really, after the first 4 years and what happened, he's going to be looking over his shoulder almost all the time. But here's Kushner back and Lutnick.
Oh, boy.
And where was Trump 2 weeks ago? He went with, anyway, he went to the tomb of Rabbi Schneerson to pray.
Oh, great. Right.
And that doesn't work for me. Come on, I'm sorry.
That's why I know. Yeah, and that's still going to be the thing, all this, and it just may not matter because if we don't change it. I mean, Iran's still talking about, we're gonna whack Israel here again pretty soon, because of what they've done, and it's just, we got
how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Not that war is moral.
I don't
say
care.
Again?
I hope they whack them.
They should.
Whack Israel hard.
Oh, I agree.
They should
destroy
the whole damn country. It's illegitimate country. It doesn't have a right to exist. Is what I feel about that. I know.
There's a lot of sentiment that agrees with you.
You've run out of chances. You could have been. If you were nice, we could let you stay. We could split the
land. These are not normal human beings. You know that. Normal human beings don't do Gaza.
I don't know.
They don't do the West Bank.
No.
They don't put people in prison and rape them. They don't do that.
That's right.
They don't shoot little babies in the head. They don't shoot pregnant mothers in the belly.
They don't.
And laugh about it. They don't do that.
That's right. They cross every line, red line, every moral red line.
That's true.
Ever seen on this earth, I think, and it's just, no. I agree. For Iran, I hope Iran just levels them,
Well, they'd get what they deserve if that happened, and that's what I'll say.
Absolutely.
And now Russia.
Hezbollah, this last month has been the, people probably don't know this, but Israel suffered most casualties of any month of this war this last month, by far. And Hezbollah's been, there's whole units of Israeli soldiers pulling out of southern Lebanon right now.
I've heard.
Defeated.
They've had their ass kicked. They did again, remember? Remember the other time when they invaded? When was it?
Same thing.
They got their ass kicked then, too.
Same thing.
2006. Yes.
Yeah, same thing. Yep.
And they don't have the guts for it.
They got it all wrapped up and all the
leadership,
blah, blah, blah. You think killing a few leaders is going to knock out...
Oh, that's absurd. It's absurd, absurd, ridiculous.
Right. So that's right. So that they're on the losing end of it already, and they're just not admitting it. They're such good liars.
These
preachers are such good liars. I don't know what these preachers are, but they
every
lie.
Word out of Israel should be assumed to be a lie unless proven otherwise.
That's true. I mean, that's just right. That's totally honest and true, and that's the factual, and that's the way it's been since they open their mouths, I guess, because
they're bad news. That's all I can tell you.
They're bad news. They're not right.
The doctor. Did you see that Dr. Perlmutter? He had a 30-minute statement I ran it the other day about he went to volunteer. He's a surgeon. In fact, he's the president of the International Surgical Society something, and he went to Gaza to volunteer. He said he could hardly describe what he was seeing, the injuries from these brave Israeli soldiers shooting little children, one shot through the head, got heads gone. And they were just laughing. I don't know. Look, this group, not all of them, are going, shouldn't even have to say that, but there are many of them who are not human. This is not human behavior by any measurement. My take.
It's really sick. It's sick mind.
Right. Well, Russia launched two more satellites, I guess one rocket, maybe three, for for the Iranians, and they're in tight, and they're not going to stand by and have anybody beat the hell out of Iran. No. It's not going to happen.
No. And China just went out of its way to make another statement just last week again, saying we reaffirm Iran's right to security.
Exist.
And
security, so, all of it,
everything.
No, I concur.
And so
this has got to stop. This has got to
stop. We just somebody's got to just hit the brakes, think about this, and
so all right, Dean, thanks for being here tonight. Been really
it was an honor,
very
Jeff.
Good.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah,
all right, my friend.
That.
You be well.
Have a great one.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Good night, Mr. Dean Henderson. All right, well, all of you watching the returns or watching the returns, and maybe you'll listen to this tomorrow. I'm not here to cover everything because everybody else is covering everything. Right now, the electoral votes, 230 for Trump, 165 for Harris. 49 seats in the Senate taken by the Republicans, two flipped. The Democrats have 40, and the House, 176 Republicans with three seats flipped to 149 Democrats. Trump may have full control. We'll see. Back with you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here.